From the Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintall joins us now from Sydney. Mr. Rintall, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the events that have taken place in this refugee center as the refugees now remain in a state of limbo.
Yes, I mean, an increasing state of siege. 600 people are inside the detention centre. The Australian government has cut off the water and power. There is no food inside the detention centre. All security has been withdrawn, and they're threatening to use the PNG police or the Navy to reoccupy that detention centre. They've been unlawfully there for over 4 years now, and they're now trying to push those refugees into other unsafe areas, worse areas on the same island, on Manus Island, but there will be no security, there will be no adequate health facilities, medical care, there's no provision for food. The two of the areas are still effectively construction sites and not even available for basic accommodation. So we've got quite a crisis in Manus Island, and with the Australian government is responsible, although it's claiming that all the responsibility is with Papua New Guinea.
Mr. Rintall, the refugees have stated that they fear for their safety. What can be done on behalf of the authorities to ensure that safety? And the bigger question is, will it be done?
Well, they're not interested in their safety. I mean, I think the thing that the detainees are saying is that they need to stay in the detention centre on the Navy base with the security around that particular base, around that particular detention centre. The other areas are going to be completely unguarded and insecure. And there's a history on the island of attacks by locals. Many refugees have been attacked around the local Lorengau area, but there've been people almost had his hand. His arm cut off at the elbow with a savage machete attack only a couple of months ago. So there's a whole history of robberies and bashings in the Lorengau area. So their demand is to be kept in the detention centre where it can be most secure, where there are some health facilities for them, even though they're inadequate. They're better in the detention centre than they're going to be in the Lorengau area, which is a very, very basic area in Papua New Guinea.
And the last question, the closure has been legally challenged by the lawyers. The ruling is expected on Wednesday. By the looks of it, the ruling won't be too much in the favour of the refugees. Where would they go afterwards?
Well, there is nowhere else. Our argument is that they are unlawfully in Papua New Guinea and they should be returned to Australia. The Papua New Guinea Supreme Court has stated already that they were taken from Australia to Papua New Guinea unlawfully. They've been kept in the detention centre unlawfully, but the Australian government has not made any arrangements for their secure resettlement, not in Australia and not anywhere else. And that's the fundamental demand. Ultimately, the people who've been kept there unlawfully need their freedom. They need recognition that they do require international protection, and they need a safe resettlement in a third country where they can actually build their lives. Our argument is that they should be brought back to Australia. They came to Australia seeking protection. The Australian government unfortunately and unlawfully shifted them to Manus Island. They remain Australia's responsibility. They should be brought to Australia and given the protection they need.
Thank you very much, sir. From the Refugee Action Coalition, Mr. Ian Rintall, speaking to us from Sydney.